B'tochen for Life, Shir 440, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shoftim. We are internalizing one of the most important concepts in Emunah and B'tochen. The understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. And it's not just words, it's internalizing it. It's understanding that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put 7,000 blades of grass on your front lawn, that means there has to be 7,000 blades of grass there. And if there would be 6,999, the world would not be perfect. It would be terrible. Every single thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is purposeful, like we explained. And if we would entertain for a moment that there's a blade of grass that didn't have to be there, then we're saying that something HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is imperfect. And we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, which means every blade of grass, every stone, every piece of earth is exactly where it's supposed to be. And if that piece of earth would not be there, the world would cease to exist. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the time, so to speak, to put it there, and he doesn't just give a general order. There should be X amount of grass. There should be X amount of stones. There should be X amount of earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to detail. To every detail. He doesn't waste his time, so to speak, Rachmana Litzlan. We have to understand that every single thing is calculated. And if it would be any different, it would be detrimental. And that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And just because we can't understand it, is because we're limited. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. So every blade of grass that existed in the history of the world was calculated, and the Rabbeinu Shlolem had a very good cheshbin for it to be there. And just like we understand that when a monumental thing takes place in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a calculation, Hashem has a calculation for the smallest thing in the world. The exact same calculation. Because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're both the same. There's no difference between a monumental moment in history and a blade of grass that's outside your front lawn. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is completely in control of both of them, and he pays attention to detail on both of them, and even if we can't understand it, he can, because he's unlimited. And that's the way we view the world. That's the way we view how HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. Everything has to be where it is. There's a reason for it, a very good reason for it. And not only that, if it would not be there, the world would come to an end. Because everything in the world is intertwined. Everything in the world is Chochmas Hashem. There's no one item in the world that's more chashiv than the other in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the time to create it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the time to control it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives equal attention to every single detail in the world. And if it wouldn't be like that, it would be detrimental. And that is the world that we live in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfect world. The one that he took the time, so to speak, and the effort to create. And in his eyes, every item is important. And therefore, in our eyes, it shouldn't be any less important.